Hi, everyone, and welcome again to Consciousness Circle. Let's talk about Mars in Gemini and what its energy teaches us. Mars is already transiting Gemini. It has been since March 3rd, but it will span through April 24th. Mars represents action, and Gemini rules the mind and information and cognitive thought and our perception of the world and having multiple options or multiple perceptions. So we have to keep in mind that Gemini rules Mercury and that Mercury is currently in Pisces. So if you haven't listened to the Mercury in Pisces audio, I suggest you do, because that's where I go over that Mercury in Pisces energy. I bring it into this audio, which is the Mars in Gemini audio, because, guys, energies in the sky feed off of each other. So when we have one planet in a particular sign and another planet in another sign that rules another planet that it's contacting, it's important to understand the picture, the whole picture. That's why I break these audios into pieces so that then you can put them all together. So anyway, a transit like Mars in Gemini is described by traditional astrology as a time in which our thoughts and communications are functioning really quickly and everybody wants things done yesterday, and there can be a tendency for anxiety from that space. Now, the issue that I find with this description, which I don't necessarily think it's wrong, but one thing that I like to remind anyone who works with me is that astrology is dynamic. It's not static. And what that means is that a lot of what you're going to read online is going to be definitions that are very static, that are very much according to the time in which those articles and descriptions were written. Sure, Mars in Gemini can still manifest in something like really rapid communication and thoughts. It can lead to anxiety. But does that necessarily have to be the way that we experience it in March of 2021? I'm not sure that that's true. And here's why. Mars in Gemini is catching all of us after a pandemic, right? And for the most part, it made a lot of people introspect and look inward and recognize that they don't want to function under that hyperactive, anxious energy all the time. That's exactly how we were functioning prior to, you know, quarantine and pandemic and all of that stuff. I mean, think about it, especially over the last year, how much have we become aware and educated about things like mental health, right? Mental health, wellness, stillness, meditation. I think that people gravitated in droves towards that type of information and education because, honestly, it's what allowed a lot of people to deal with something like was 2020. So I don't necessarily see the energy manifesting in that way now because of how much more I feel people in general value peace and perhaps even a lower pace, a slower pace of life. So what I think Mars and Gemini will do is that it will give us a push to take action. So that energy of Mars and Gemini and us having this sense of not being able to help ourselves to think of certain things will inevitably lead us to acting upon those ideas that we've had for a while, especially if we've had these ideas since the beginning of 2021, and due to that Mercury retrograde in Aquarius that we experienced in February, a lot of things slowed down and came to a halt. And I feel that with Mars in Gemini, things are going to start moving along. So agreements may be finalized, for instance. Also, the fact that at some point, Mars in Gemini will conjunct or come together with the North Node in Gemini and create a trine to Saturn and Jupiter in Aquarius tells me that we will feel almost this uncontrollable need to commit to what's important to us. This is especially true because Venus will be in Aries. So listen to that Venus in Aries audio, okay? Our priorities will become clear and we'll only want to give energy and attention to that which we find important and liberating. Liberation is extremely important. I can see, think about it again, how many people started, you know, side hustles during the last 12 months, whether because they really had to, some people lost their jobs and they needed a way to make income, or because they realized this is time that I've never had before, that I probably will never have again, and I'm going to just give it my all. I don't think that we'll stop working. I think that we'll just work differently. And regardless of the amount of work we have, if we're working for something that we truly desire, it's going to feel liberating. So anything that makes us feel caged, it'll just have us running in the opposite direction because we're just not in that space anymore. This isn't just speaking from, you know, a pandemic point of view. This is the energy that I'm observing along with people's behaviors. Anything that makes us feel caged, whether it's a job, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a certain dynamic, we're just not going to have it anymore. Okay. So this is especially true because Mars is one of the cosmic lovers of the zodiac. It represents masculine energy. There is definitely an energy for commitment, but not one in which we feel, again, that our freedom and autonomy is going to be taken away. This is especially true because at the same time, Venus, the other cosmic lover, which represents feminine energy, will be in Aries, another sign that likes independence and autonomy. The way that I see this energy manifesting is in one of two ways. One, it'll be a period of a lot of spring flings, especially because we're coming out of quarantine. Hey, do your thing, right? Or for those who started, you know, a romantic relationship during quarantine, for instance, the two of you may finally decide to finally commit to something more serious, but without losing your sense of individuality and space. Like I mentioned in my Venus and Aries audio, this can manifest into people, yes, wanting to have a committed relationship to one another, but not necessarily needing to move in together or to get married in order to prove that it's a committed relationship, which was so Saturn in Capricorn, right? That was so 2020. Things have changed, and they have changed drastically and dramatically in just 12 months. So direct communication is also extremely likely and extremely important. It'll be necessary, otherwise people, this type of energy won't allow us to BS our way through anything, and people will see right through it. This is because Mercury will go from being in Pisces to Aries on April 4th. So at the same time, while Venus will already be in Aries, and this is important because, again, Gemini rules Mercury, even though Mars is in Gemini right now. So I hope I didn't lose you there. Just bear with me. It's important that we understand where Mercury is transiting because it rules Gemini, and Mars is currently in Gemini. So this speedy communication, this needing to express, is just going to be very direct and very light. In the middle of all of this, Mars in Gemini will square Neptune in Pisces, which means that Mars will come together at a 90-degree angle with Neptune in Pisces, meaning shift, meaning change, meaning movement that sometimes can feel uncomfortable. This creates a form of illusion from which we can't see clearly. Again, this is especially true when it comes to love and relationships. This is like not being able to see others' true motives, or someone who is emotionally unavailable, or not being able to act upon that which we truly want. either out of fear or sheer laziness. Ultimately, this is a transit that requires awareness in order to use its ability for creativity. Look, Gemini represents at its highest, most refined energetic manifestation, it represents the ability to see different sides of an approach. It can open up our minds to different ways of thinking about relationships, about our circumstances. And ultimately, Gemini is an extremely important sign right now because the North Node is there. And don't worry, guys, you will also get an audio class on the current North and South Nodes and what all of that means. So all of this makes sense. But look, for now, just know that open-mindedness and the awareness of our open-mindedness is so important right now. Because the fact of the matter is that we're still trying to figure out this new path of ours. Again, it's almost nearly impossible to talk about 2021 without talking about 2020, because the whole point of 2020 was to restructure our entire existence in order for us to do things in a new way. And whenever we embark on something new, there's going to be plenty that we don't know anything about. So it requires, yes, compassion and love. So listen to that Mercury in Pisces audio, but it also requires us to remain flexible. One thing I've said time and time again is keep your intention the same and remain flexible in the approach. And like every other planet in every other sign, there are more connections that I will go into on a daily basis with much more depth. So thank you guys for joining me, and I will talk to you soon.